The Māori All Blacks are one of New Zealand's top sports teams, and now cricket could follow in their steps. New Zealand Cricket is looking at creating a national Māori team, and this Easter will hold a men's Māori provincial tournament for the first time. Our reporter Jimmy Ellingham has more.
26-year-old Will Martin is a top-order batter for the Auckland Māori team. He's keen on playing the Easter tournament in Whangarei for cricket reasons and cultural ones too.
For me, it sort of went back to not knowing as much about my heritage as I would have liked. And I think for me, I saw it as an opportunity to, one, test myself and play some really awesome cricket, but also a chance to really dive into my culture and into my heritage and try to learn a little bit more about that side of my family.
That's involved exploring his Ngāti Porou roots.
So I've learnt a little bit more about my iwi, about where my mum comes from and where some of her ancestors have come from, as well as, you know, learning a little bit more about my pepeha and trying to connect with my whakapapa a little bit more. And yeah, it's just been an awesome experience to dive into that part of my culture. I think looking back on it, it is something that I will hold a little bit of regret around, is not trying to connect with that part of my family earlier on in my life. But the way I'm looking at it now is I've got a really unique opportunity to learn about that and try to make that a bigger part of my life.
Mr. Martin says the Easter tournament is a step forward for the sport.
I think just showing some of those communities and showing Māori that there is something there for you. And again, I think seeing some of the best players in the country representing the iwis and getting out of these tournaments, I think it'll encourage other members of those communities to give it a go and get involved.
That's the aim, and in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland men's coach Michael Tillett has recruited players aged 17 to 40.
I like being involved in Māori culture. I'm not Māori myself, but my wife and kids are from Ngāi Takatau, so proud to represent them in this.
Mr. Tillett says some team members know plenty about their heritage, while others are learning.
Being a school teacher, I always think that we need to provide everyone with opportunities, and if we look at cricket, there have been limited opportunities for Māori. You can't be what you can't see. So if we can provide those opportunities through creating these pathways, I think it'll benefit Māori people, but also benefit maybe Māori who aren't that in touch with their culture.
They've got a good chance of success on the field too in their four 2020 matches against Northern, Central, Te Whanganui Atata Wellington and Te Waipounamu, the South Island.
Yeah, we've had a few games against the Cook Islands before their qualifying tournament in Vanuatu, and we've also had a couple games against Northern Māori last Labour weekend. Currently are undefeated, and hopefully that continues.
New Zealand Cricket's Kaupapa Māori Diversity and Inclusion Lead, Andrew Tather, says he hopes the men's tournament will become an annual fixture. There are plans for a women's competition in October too. In Whangarei, the teams are staying on a marae.
We've got the five teams staying together. We've got a performance evening on the Sunday evening where each of the teams have to perform a couple of items, so that will be a unique cultural aspect, whether that might be a haka or a waiata.
He says plenty of work is happening throughout New Zealand to bring cricket to underrepresented communities. Will all this lead to a New Zealand Māori team taking the field?
Cricket Australia have just held their National Indigenous Championships, and they are sending a team over to Vanuatu to play in some fixtures. So there certainly is some opportunity between New Zealand and Australia to have something in the not too distant future.
If it does happen, cricketers like Will Martin will have even more to play for.